For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show. Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station live from, I think we're right outside of Castaway K.
Yeah.
Because I think we're like in queue right now. We're not moving, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was a far trip.
No.
Yeah.
From
so,
NASA.
So we're like in park right now because today is beach day.
Yeah. It's supposed to be the best day.
Yeah, that's for real. Like yesterday we were at Nassau, Bahamas, yep. And a lot of people chose to stay on the ship because they wanted to do the water, they wanted to chill, get their tan, get their eat on, whatever. And so some people went in town, other people stayed on, and pretty much the staff wasn't really tripping.
Mm.
Today, they're like, oh, no, y'all got to get off and see it.
Everybody,
oh, really?
They're like, yo, for real. They're like, you can like, cash out yesterday, but today you got to be on Castaway K.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this moment.
I had a blast exploring the Bahamas yesterday. Mm-hmm. We got into so much stuff. We met so many people. We made it with like 10 minutes to spare back
on
the boat.
Of course.
You had to be back at 4:45.
I knew damn well they was going to be tight.
That was the conversation at dinner last night.
Really?
I was like, I know they basically made, they barely made it back.
Right.
I'm like, I bet you they did.
We bumped into Orlando in the Bahamas for a few minutes and it was like, all right, got to go.
I was like, yep, I'm tapping out.
Exploring.
I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah. We hit up downtown NASA. Amazing. So many little beach bars, made some friends.
Is that outside of the resort area? Are we going in town?
It was a little bit outside of the resort area.
Okay, we're going outside.
A couple cab rides later,
nice.
We arrived.
Okay.
It was awesome, man. We had a blast.
Them cabs, man. Let me tell you, it ain't really a lot of exact math.
Oh, it's
you
guessing?
Know, it's just kind of like, because you don't see a meter.
Yeah.
No.
I ain't see a meter anywhere.
No. You got to ask ahead of time.
Yeah. How
I ain't
how
even
much?
Ask ahead of time. I was in the car, and we was going over the Sydney Poitier Bridge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how much is this cab ride? He's like, $15.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. He's like, you got to pay this toll, though. And I had to pay the toll to get over.
$2?
Yeah, $2 toll. And then coming back, dude was like $15. But they said they tax you heavy when you take a cab back from the Atlantis.
Oh.
And they said, because if you know, like 4:45 is the port time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like 4:30. They taxing you for like $100.
Because they're
like, yo, you got to take it.
Yeah.
You ain't got any choice. So, yeah, it gets a little shady out there. It was a little, I mean, you know, it was fun. But I got to tell you, I bumped into some people that kept pushing me on, hey, you need a motorbike? You need this? You need that? I'm like, bro, I don't want nothing. I don't want it. The more they ask, the more I was like, let me walk by these guys.
I'm here to
chill.
I don't want it.
They kept calling me OG. They're like, OG, OG.
Why are they calling you OG?
420?
They kept calling me Big Man.
Big Man.
They're like, Big Man. They're like, hey, Big Man, you want an ATV? I'm like, nah, man, I'm good.
We're good today. Thank you very much.
All right, so it's a lot going on. We're going to be checking in with folks talking about the Castaway K.
Yeah.
Because that is the beach party. It's almost like field day at school. So you'll be hearing us talking about all the craziness that we're going to be doing today. And then we'll be wrapping it up because it's our last day.
Oh,
it's our last day.
No,
don't let it in.
Don't take me away.
All right, it's live and direct from C with Wild 94.1. Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We are on the seas right now. We are at sea with the Disney Dream Cruise and having us a great time. But you have to remember, you still got an assignment with this Five Stacks Cash App. We've had two winners so far. Yesterday, we had a winner out of Bradenton, and it was at the 10 o'clock, so we totally claimed that because we were telling you, like, hey, download the app, makes it easy. And then the next one, boom, we get a winner. I think we'll claim that. Babs is trying to claim it, but I think we're going to claim it.
Hey, Freak Show 6 to 10, so if it happens at 10, that's on us.
That's on us right
there.
That's true. Yeah, we walked you right up to that. So if you want to get in on the action, the best way is to get that app. Now, I know a lot of people have downloaded it because it helps you listen while you're on the move, but if you update it, you get the new version, and it makes it a lot easier, counts down the whole thing, and just makes it nice and sweet for you. So $1,000 definitely has come up five times a day, $1,000 all day. All right, nationwide joint, and it's us fighting against some little cities. They can't scrap.
Nah.
They can't scrap like that. Let's see. So the thing yesterday, last night. My voice sounds a little crazy.
Yeah.
Because we had a pirate night last night.
That was fun.
Pirate night, Jack Sparrow on the boat.
Yep.
Like, I mean, literally flying over the top, falling down, disappearing, freaking people out.
Being silly.
Ladies throwing themselves at him because the ladies just love them some Jack Sparrow.
They do.
I thought Camille was going to come out with a little business suit on.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been good. If they had walked out with Camille, the lawyer.
Yeah. Oh.
That would have been good. Like, just have her come out there and then say, okay, I got you covered, and give him a hug and walk off. That would have been awesome. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want to do that. And last night I had a flask.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
Because it was part of my whole pirate thing.
Oh, okay.
And the more I said, arr, and arr, bartenders just kept giving me rum, like, kept giving me whiskey.
In the flask?
Well, I was ordering whiskey, and then I was trying to pour it into the flask.
Yeah.
And so at some point, the guy was like, give it here, give it here. And so he just put my thing into the flask. So now I was sipping on that all night.
No funnel, no nothing, just straight
pouring
it
he
in
just,
there?
He poured it in there, and it was warm. And then he sat it because I was kind of like getting a little buzz. And so he sat it in the ice and let it chill up for me.
Ooh, the whole flask?
So, yeah, just sat the flask because the drink was in it.
Yes.
So he just sat it in the flask. So you think Disney ain't about the alcohol, but that's a business.
Well, they're about the
You know
party.
What I'm saying? They about the party. That's they about right. the responsibility and everything else. So the dude was like, you know, he was also pacing me because he took the flask from me because the more I played the character, the more I kept sipping. And I'm like, and I'm just drinking. And so he was like, this guy's getting drunk. So he's like, is it cool enough for you? I'm like, no, I want it cold. How can you put ice in this thing? Because it was a little bitty hole.
Yep.
I'm like, how we going to put ice? He's like, I'll put it on ice.
Nice.
So he took it away from me for like 30 minutes.
And you're in timeout.
I think that helped me like
he did
pace it out.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
Because he gave me some water. And I was like, oh, I know what you're doing.
Well, they do a great job here making sure that it's not just for the kids. They do the kids stuff phenomenal. But there is still a lot of fun for the adults.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and my girl, you know, no kids in sight. We're having a blast. You as single big O, you know, you doing your thing.
Why you gotta say big?
Because that's big man.
I'm big man.
Big man.
I'm big man.
And I'm OG.
In the Bahamas.
Bahamas, they give you nicknames, Meredith. I wish you were the guy off the boat because they would have been like, hey, Snow Bunny.
Hey, Blondie.
Hey, Barbie. Barbie, we got suntan lotion for you.
Did you see his costume last night?
Yeah, it's great.
He went all in with the pirate costume.
Hey, man, listen, this is Disney. You got to try and do it. My daughter didn't know I had a costume, and I put it up on Snap, and she just sent back a facial expression like, what are you wearing?
It looked great.
Thank you.
By the end of the meal, though, the bottom part of the beard was coming off.
I was like, these beard braids going to end up in my soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. And Aubrey kept looking at me like, how'd you grow that mustache? I'm like, I had some potion.
Yes, that's magic, Disney magic.
Yeah, it is all about the Disney cruise, of course, but we've been having some very freak show interspersions in here because they still got drank.
Yeah, yes. They do.
And they still got Davi rolling around the city. So, you know, it's just all crazy. But wake up with us. It is the Freak Show from at sea. We're headed to Castaway K. We'll be talking about that and telling you all of the benefits of including that on your run. So buckle up, man. It's your Freaks. Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bass Party Station. Davi is telling us his tales of being out in the middle of the Bahamian Sea.
Oh, it was great, man. I'm looking forward to stepping off again.
Yeah.
Wait, so you, when you said you went to Margaritaville?
Yeah, we went to Margaritaville, and then we took a walk. I think it was called Junkoa Beach or something. I probably butchered the name, but it was a little beach right there, and they had a whole strip of different bars and activities and hotels, and that's where we spent most of our time yesterday.
It looks so pretty. All the pictures you're posting.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you said you found a hip-hop spot, though, because I was listening to the radio, and they got it.
Yeah.
They was out there, they were hitting the joints.
So we were walking around, and in the distance, I heard Pop Smoke.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I heard something I like. So we started walking, and there was a bar that they had a couple speakers set up, and they had them things loud.
Oh, God.
You could hear them things in the ocean. And they were playing all the dirties, just how I like it. So it got my attention.
Oh, my God.
We walked over there and started vibing with the bartender. And, you know, what happened is he had, like, YouTube playing, but he was, you know, working. So a lot of times the music kept cutting off or commercials. And I was like, hey, bro, let me play a song. He's like, all right, cool. So I kind of took over for a couple songs. I wanted to play something.
Are you shocked that he took over the DJ?
No, not
thing?
At all.
Like, I mean, come on, dude. That's kind of rude,
you
but
DJ
whatever.
Every day.
I did him a favor.
You can't take a break.
Right, yeah. I know your girl. Like, I'm rolling my eyes for her. Right. I'm like, we on a vacation, right. And you got to start DJing.
Because and this spot was a good mixture of tourists and also a lot of locals were there, too. So I wanted to play something.
He wants to show off his talent.
That, right. I wanted to represent where I was from. I'm a Tampa boy, and I wanted them to hear some Tampa music.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
so, they didn't want to hear Tampa music,
did they? Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, okay.
They heard something that they had never heard before. They had never heard Tom G, I'm There,
hey.
In the Bahamas.
You played I'm There?
Yes, I did. And the little Bahama mamas that we made friends with, these two little birthday girls, they were jamming and yeah.
That's awesome.
Be the ride. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a total vibe. Because the guy was, you know, he was playing the songs, but then it was just, he was busy. So then it was going to like 50 Cent in the club and like stuff that like, okay, that's
basic
cool.
Stuff.
Very basic stuff.
Right.
So we had to put him on.
He wants to be flued out. Like we have guest star DJ Davi Rolando.
Yeah, Davi Rolando.
I was just doing him a favor, a little YouTube.
Superstar YouTube DJ. Davi Rolando. All right. So Meredith, you're in the same bar.
Yeah.
You get an opportunity to play a song off of the YouTube.
Yeah.
To represent where you're from. What are you going to play?
You know, the first thing I was thinking of was Tom G, but now I'm like, maybe Lil Duval, maybe mixed in there.
Lil Duval.
You mean from your Duval?
Yes, from my Duval.
Not Lil Duval. Lil Duval's a rapper, but he's also a comedian.
Yes. No,
so you mean some Duval music?
I would think so, yeah. Anything like that. That sounds really good.
You ain't been to Duval in forever.
But if I'm going to claim some place, it's definitely Jacksonville, 100%. Plus, I lived in Duval, so.
Not Tampa?
Yeah.
That's fly.
I had to do a All the Way Live.
All the Way Live.
Yeah, because you know, they'll be like, is that a tuba? They hit that off, boy. They'll be like,
cowbell.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. We got more coming up. We're getting ready to talk about Castaway K. We have a guest that's going to come in and tell us what to expect at this big beach party. Think about your kids having field day. Like, where they, like, excited because they get to leave class and they're going to run out and get to play kickball, dodgeball, all that crazy stuff. That's how they treating this Castaway case.
Yeah.
So it's about to get popping up in here. Davi ain't even got on clothes.
No, not today.
I'm out of clean shirts.
He didn't even bring his computer. Oh, He's like, I'm ready
I'm
to
barefoot.
Go.
I'm barefoot.
I mean, he barefoot and everything else. So it's just, he. You could tell if the last day had a picture, it would be of what Davi is doing right now.
For sure.
White like, beater, barefoot.
Everybody who has seen him all week is like, oh, well, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. A lot different today. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I'm trying to go snorkeling.
And scare all of the fish. Because they all go swim by you reading. MOB. Yeah, what is MOB? We got more coming up. It's Wild 94.1.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.